Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Why is mine reclamation important, and how can we learn more about it? Let's go in depth with Jeff Mathias with the Natural Resources Conservation Service, Marion County, and Jack Bensink with the Red Rock Environmental Education Fund from Pleasantville. Do you guys know very much about the coal mining history of Marion County?
I know enough that we have a lot of coal mines in the county. We have almost as many in Marion County as any county in the United States. They were abandoned years ago and were never reclaimed and fixed like they were supposed to be. So what we're trying to do is put the land back to where it can be used and not be a danger and a hazard.
Seems like everywhere you drive, you see either an open pit mine that's needs to be reclaimed or one that has been reclaimed.
You're correct. You can't drive very far in Marion County, especially in the southern half of the county, without seeing a pile of slag sitting somewhere with trees growing on it that was abandoned.
And so they moved a lot of coal, didn't they?
Yes, in the 40s and 50s and 60s, there's a lot of coal came out of Iowa, and it still happened in several mines up until the 70s.
When you were telling me an interesting story a few minutes ago, would you share that with our listeners about the coal trucks going by?
In the 70s, when I was in high school, we stopped at the Vickers gas station, and we counted a couple of days, and every 3 minutes, a Ben Shin truck would drive through town, going one direction or the other, either loaded with coal or going back to the mine to get coal.
And where were they going?
Most of them were going north up to Ames and to Des Moines to the power plants.
So it was just like harvest, like heading to the grain elevator. We see so many trucks moving to the grain elevator, and it was that kind of thing, only not with agriculture, but with coal.
Correct. There was just harvesting that coal as fast as they could and haul as fast as they could and didn't look back. They just stripped the mines and moved to the next vein and leave it behind damaged and unsupported for any kind of life. They just left a mess.
All right, and so you guys are working with a variety of agencies to try to reclaim mines in the county. Could you tell us a little bit about that, Jeff?
The main lead on this is the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship out of Des Moines, the Soil and Water Conservation District, the Natural Resources Conservation Service. We both also work with the Red Rock Environmental Education Fund on this project. There's just a lot of work. You know, we've been talking before, there's about 6,000 acres of this land that was disturbed at some one way or the other, whether it's reclaimed yet or not. We got a long ways to go with reclaiming it all. So those are the agencies that work with it. And again, we have to work very hard with the private landowners. That's where we're actually doing this restoration work, is with them. It's on their land. They own the ground. They'll own the ground after it's reclaimed. And we need to work with them to improve, you know, the quality of their land and the water leaving their land.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Goff Mine Field Day with Jeff Mathias and Jack Bensink. So we have an opportunity to see how this all works at the Goff Mine down on Oregon, south of Knoxville, right?
Yes, we're going to have a field day out there on next Wednesday, June 13th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is one of the larger sites we've done in more recent history. There's about 200 acres total that's being reclaimed at this site. And if anybody's been by there, we've been working on it for 3 years. It's looking a lot different now, and they're getting close to finishing up the third phase of it. So we're really excited about getting something done like this and the amount of change we've done and the environmental benefits we've done with it.
What are some of those environmental benefits?
When they leave that water behind and leave those piles of slag, there's acid pools. And that water is unfit for anything. Nothing will live in it. And so what we do is we drain the acid pools, we fix the water features, and any water we leave behind is neutralized and is clean water that can support wildlife. We treat the soil on the top. We level it off enough that it won't wash away, hopefully, and put terraces and things in to keep it there, and then treat the topsoil with lime to neutralize it to get rid of the acid material.
And this is what, the third field day that you've had?
This will be the third field day at the Goff site. Yeah, we've been working on it. We've had three different phases to this project. The first two phases finished up about the same time due to the wet weather. Third phase is going to be finished up here probably this fall. You can see some actual construction going on there and see the first two phases that have been completed. So it's a great time to come out and see what's actually been done.
It's very, very interesting to see the size of it, the scope of it, learn why it's important to do this. And then there's a whole bunch of people from all over that come. Have you invited a group of dignitaries and other interested peoples this time?
Yes, we have. We've invited dignitaries and legislators and people running for office, people in office, local landowners, anybody that has a coal mine on their property, and if they would like to see what we're doing, they can come and get a free meal and see what we've done and possibly fix theirs up too. It's no expense to the landowner, and when we leave, it's set up for you. You can do what you want to with it, basically, and it's no longer an environmental hazard.
Okay, so am I guessing right that when you invite those local landowners that might have mines on their properties, you're going to be wanting to talk with them about the possibility of reclaiming their land?
Yes, we have other projects in the works, but we can always start more in a few years. We can start several more projects, and we have financing is there. The coal companies were forced to put money back when they harvested the coal. The money is still there. The money isn't going to be used for anything else, so we might as well fix these coal mines while we got the group together.
So this isn't one of those things where the taxpayer has to pay for it again, where we're hearing about budget cuts all the time. Taxpayers don't want to pay for a lot of things, but this is something that's already paid for.
Yes, the coal that's being harvested even today, 15 cents for out of every ton has 15 cents set aside going to this tax, I guess you would call it. It's the coal companies that are paying this tax. It's probably coming back on the people who use coal for electricity, you know, everybody around, but it's dedicated to this purpose. So as long as they're mining the coal, they're making it work that way. We might as well try to utilize the dollars here in Iowa. It's going all throughout the United States, out east, out west, all ends of the country have these sites that need to be done, and we're trying to get as much money as we can into Iowa to help get our stuff reclaimed here in Marion and in neighboring Mahaska County.
So a lot of work in Marion and Mahaska.
80% of the surface mining was done in the two counties in the state of Iowa.
Historically, 80%?
Yes.
Wow. And now we just drive by and we don't know how that world had been so different in our past. We just aren't aware of it, are we?
Correct.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the Goff Mine Field Day with Jeff Mathias and Jack Bensink.
One of the things that's nice, aside from the improved water, aside from all the environmental consequences, there's an aesthetic component of it too. I mean, there's people that drive T-15 every day between Knoxville and Powell and probably wouldn't realize if the signs weren't there that there were reclaimed mines along their route, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, once we have it reclaimed, it doesn't look like it had ever been a coal mine. That's the nice part about it, is when we get done and we leave it, it just looks like a natural hill or landscape in Iowa with a water feature in it somewhere. And it will support wildlife, it'll support grass, you can hay it. You can't farm it because we didn't make the topsoil that deep. It won't have a root structure for corn or soybeans, but it will grow grasses and forage.
And I've seen cattle on some of these places.
Yeah, we can graze them lightly, set them up for a grazing operation. Typically the stuff, you know, we don't produce like regular undisturbed ground would produce. So mean, we're not going to have a high quality forage coming off of it where we can put cows at a typical stocking rate, but we can put some out there and be able to utilize that ground for something valuable instead of just sitting there causing more damage to the environment.
And much prettier, much more attractive. The corridor between Pella and Knoxville wouldn't be quite so attractive without those reclaimed mines.
Correct.
Is it eligible for CRP?
No, it would not be eligible for CRP because it doesn't have cropping history. It would have to be cropped to be able eligible for CRP. So that's not an option. You know, the nice thing is you can get 100% cost share to restore it to an original condition. And if somebody wanted to put something more towards a native prairie, more wildlife habitat, we can lean that way instead of towards grazing or haying the ground.
So what does that involve?
Not really a whole lot difference. It's just when the people from the Division of Soil or from Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship come out and talk, you need to let them know what your goals are for the ground, how, which way you want to go, and that changes how we look at it in the future also for where we want to go. It just changes the seeding mixes we're putting out there from introduced grasses to more of the native prairie species.
So when is this event again?
This event is going to be Wednesday, June 13th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Marion County Cattlemen's are going to be grilling up some hamburgers for us. We'll have a light lunch there that's going to be available starting about 11 o'clock. Have a little hayride tour of the sites again, see what everything looks like, and we'll have some people talking and letting you know more. We'll have people there available if you want to talk to anybody about possibly doing the work on your ground.
That's important to you two guys, isn't it, to get more people involved?
That's our goal, is to let people know what we're doing and how we're doing and to see if more people want to fix coal mines. There are, like we said before, a lot of them in the county, and we have the capabilities of fixing them, and we want people to know that they have that option if they want to do it.
Well, it seems like a no-brainer to me. You have something that's really pretty ugly, an old open-pit mine that's bad for soil, bad for water, bad for everybody, ugly, and for nothing. The mine companies are paying for it. For the landowner, for nothing, you can change it to a nice grassland, run a few cattle on it that's pretty. Is that right?
That's correct.
So no-brainer.
Unless you have a four-wheeler and you like to climb the hills, that's about the only people that don't want to fix theirs.
Is that right?
Yeah, they have a motorcycle. They like to go motorcycle riding or four-wheeler, and they like to fly around on the hills and have fun. But there's a few people that said, no, I like to play on them. But I would think most owners would like to have them fixed.
Our biggest challenge in this is getting enough funding to be able to get this done. We can maybe average doing 50 acres a year. You know, if we have over 5,000 acres left to do, I mean, it'll take us 100 years to get the rest of it done, and that's continuing at the rate we're going. So make sure you're on the list, but we can't say that we're going to get to it real quick.
If you want it done in your lifetime, you better get on the list.
Yeah, now. You better have.
Well, and you know what? I know this. A lot of people don't like to think about it this way either. It might be your hills that you like to four-wheel on, and you know it's absolutely your right to do it, but it ultimately becomes all of our water, doesn't it?
That's correct. When water is a problem, when it's not clean water, it runs downhill, and it's going to cause trouble for somebody else somewhere else.
Okay, so what is the next project?
Just north of the county dump, there's a hill that we're going to work on called the Lane Project. It's a smaller one, less than 10 acres, and it's going to cost around $150,000. And we're going to start on that this fall, probably.
That's an estimated cost right now. That'll be going out for bid here later this summer. So any contractors out there, you might want to check with us again on this to see when it's going to be coming out. Notices will be sent out by Department of Agriculture, and we'll probably have another Ben Beening site showing here coming up sometime this summer.
And to get to the Goff Mine site next Wednesday, people that are interested, you know, just go south of Knoxville on Highway 5. You head east on Oregon. 2-3 miles maybe, and then you can't miss it, right?
Correct. It'll be on the north side of the road out there. Once you go past the pipeline compressor station, it'll be another 3/4 of a mile, just a little bit past Richard's house. We'll have some signs out there when you're getting close.
So, Jack, why do you think people should come?
To see what we've done and how big of a difference we can make. We have before and after pictures of part one and part two, and you'll be able to see what's going on part three. And it's just a real interesting aspect, that the gigantic change that they can make if you put machinery on those hills and start working.
Thanks to Jeff Mathias and Jack Bensink for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to bobleonard@KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.